Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, as people get ready to get away for the weekend, alarming new information from the CDC about just how contagious the Delta variant really is.
Plus, the rules just changed again. The Bay Area workers who are now required to be vaccinated.
And PG&E facing new criminal charges for a deadly California wildfire.
Plus today, Bay Area firefighters finally getting the help they have been waiting for years.
Good morning to you. It's Friday, July 30th. You probably feel like getting to this point has taken years. To the end of the week, I'm Lynn Keith. Good morning to you.
I'm Ann Magovic. Thanks for starting off your weekend. We're starting off the weekend already. You know, it's still a weekday, but we're rolling into the weekend,
yes,
right, guys?
Friday officially part of it, I think, in most people's psychology on this. It's not going to look or feel any different in terms of the weather out there today, although it will be a little cooler than Thursday was. For inland locations, there's plenty of fog here showing up in the bay. We're not seeing many major issues with fog on the roadways, but it is that, you know, classic stratus, that low-level cloud that's just been pulled in over much of the bay. That's what it looks like down 880. Temperatures right now are in the low 50s in Santa Rosa and in the mid to upper 60s. For some of our warmer spots, that's our spread. And for the daytime highs today, it's the number over here that gets a little better. Instead of going up to 96, 97 today, we'll see daytime highs in the low 90s, and that is the start of a cooling trend that will take us through the rest of this week. In fact, here's some more daytime highs. You can pick out your part of the Bay Area. We'll top out at 82 in Fremont, 85 in Redwood City. Mountain View goes to 81. A lot of low 80s there in the immediate bay, but it's those mid-90s inland that are going to be felt more. All right, Gianna, what's going on the drive this morning?
Hey, Darren. Well, I just got some new information on this traffic alert we've been monitoring along 880 southbound near Winton. This has been out there since about 2:30 this morning. All lanes have now opened up. They did have all but one lane open, and then they opened up three more lanes, and now all lanes are completely clear. Now, unfortunately, this was a deadly crash involving a pickup truck, and again, it's been out there for quite some time. Delays are still in effect here. We've got a second crash in the backup right at A Street, so it's going to take some time for things to thin out. In the meantime, your travel time is about 28 minutes to go south 880 from Hesperian down to about 237. But the good news, just in from CHP, all lanes are now open. Things should be moving a little bit better there. It will certainly affect your drive if you're headed towards the San Mateo Bridge. Once you get past those brake lights and onto the span of the bridge itself, things are pretty quiet here with a 12-minute travel time between 880 and 101. That's a look at your morning ride. Let's go to Ann, who's got more information on this crash.
Yeah, we are keeping our eye on that investigation into the fatal crash that happened early this morning. A person killed on 880. Gianna just showed us that map. It happened at about 2:30 this morning. It sounds like it involved a vehicle that had stalled in a middle lane, and the CHP had shut down all of the southbound lanes for their investigation. This is, again, at the Winton exit. So we're going to keep our eye on that investigation, hearing it may have been a hit and run, as well as that traffic backup. Gianna's going to keep tracking that for us. But luckily, the lanes have reopened. Meantime, as people head out of town for the weekend, possibly facing new mask rules, new information coming out this morning shows the Delta variant may be worse than we thought.
KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live at SFO this morning. And I imagine you're talking to folks out there. Justin, do they seem to be concerned?
Well, we're going to try to talk to a couple folks. It's getting busy right here at SFO this morning. We want to gauge them to really just see how they feel about the Delta variant. But right now, they are ready to travel regardless of any recommendations or restrictions that may be in place. New unpublished information, though, from the CDC finds Delta spreads as easily as the chickenpox, which is one of the most transmissible viruses. Right now, the CDC reports the Delta variant accounts for 83% of all U.S. cases. The new data should be released today, but the CDC director says this Delta variant is serious. With each infection, listen to this, with each infected person, on average, they can infect 8 or 9 others.
You don't screw around with this virus. This variant can kill you. It's much more contagious than the common cold. It's about as contagious as chickenpox, which is a very contagious virus.
For perspective, if you have a common cold, you could pass it to maybe 2 people on average. The new details show Delta may be just as easy for vaccinated people to spread as unvaccinated people. That's why we see these new guidelines on masking up regardless of your vaccination status. The CDC director says the number of cases we have now is higher than any day that we saw last summer. So this Delta variant is rapidly spreading. We're going to try to talk to a couple travelers this morning before they go through the security checkpoint just to see how they're feeling about it. I'll send it back to you.
All right, Justin Andrews live for us at SFO. This morning we have learned Santa Clara County is going to start requiring all county employees to get the COVID vaccine. Those county workers will be required to be vaccinated as a condition of employment with specific exemptions for health or religious issues. That new rule applies to about 22,000 workers.
Nobody wants to mandate something, but we may wind up having to turn to that from a societal standpoint, as opposed to asking individual businesses one after another to make that decision. They're not public health professionals.
Now, the county has not yet announced a specific date for when those new rules will take effect.
The U.S. is seeing a wave of COVID cases linked to children's summer camps, raising concerns about protecting students during the upcoming school year. At Camp Pontiac in upstate New York, nearly all older campers and staff were fully vaccinated, and everyone was tested on the first day of camp. But now there are dozens of cases. Back here in California, this morning, the L.A. Unified School District now says it will require all students and employees to take weekly COVID tests, regardless of vaccination status.
Developing in San Jose, police investigating yet another deadly traffic collision involving a pedestrian. Happened last night at the intersection of Monterey Road. Investigators say the pedestrian was crossing the street outside of a marked crosswalk when a car hit them. The driver did stay on scene and is cooperating.
New legal trouble for PG&E this morning. The district attorney in Shasta County says the utility should be held criminally liable for a deadly wildfire last year. The Zog fire killed four people and destroyed more than 200 homes last September. State investigators say it was sparked by a pine tree falling on PG&E power lines. Prosecutors say they're still considering which charges to bring. PG&E says it disagrees with the DA's conclusion that criminal charges are appropriate. Taking a live look at Oakland now, where the fire department is set to buy a new fireboat with money from FEMA. The city has been working without a fireboat since 2003. Now an $825,000 grant will help it get a brand new one. The boat will be stationed in the Oakland estuary.
To the drought emergency now, some farmers in Sonoma County are telling the Press Democrat they are having to choose between watering the land or feeding their livestock. Ranchers telling the paper that they're having to kill more of their herds earlier. The drought is also apparently pushing some people to abandon large animals, hoping that somebody else can take care of them. And happening later this morning in Contra Costa County, San Ramon city leaders will give an update on drought conditions and water conservation. Keep you posted on that.